Welcome to Implied. This is September 8th, 2025. I'm your host. Let's unpack Summit Therapeutics, ticker SMMT, in a fast 3-minute breakdown, reading between the lines of filings, news, and data to surface what's implied but not said. Here's the thing. SMMT shares are trading around $19.45, down roughly 25% today after disappointing follow-up data for its lung cancer drug ivonescimab sparked a sharp sell-off. And get this, pre-market alone saw a brutal 23% plunge as longer-term data suggested possible overall survival harm in North American and European patients. In plain English, investor hopes may have been unrealistically high. What's public? In the global Harmony Phase 3 trial, the survival signals first seen in China didn't carry over to Western populations. That's raising fears the FDA won't approve ivonescimab and future partnerships could lose steam. Some data still showed median overall survival of 17 months versus 14 on chemo. But that positive headline was overshadowed by broader concerns. On the technical side, Summit's RSI dropped to 29.8, oversold territory, with a 52-week range of $15.55 to $36.91. Today's price sits close to the bottom, but fundamentals don't inspire confidence either. Q2 net loss came in at $565 million. Cash fell to $298 million, and free cash flow plunged. Put simply, they're burning cash heavily. Now, risks and counterpoints. Some analysts, like Citizens Bank, say this dip could be a buying opportunity, arguing efficacy might still translate across populations. But others, like Leerink Partners, warn the degraded survival signal outside China makes FDA approval unlikely without stronger data. And if confidence fades further, Summit's cash burn could become a real choke point. What to watch next? FDA commentary on ivonescimab, fresh Harmony trial updates especially Western-focused, and Summit's quarterly cash runway. My one-sentence takeaway. Summit's dramatic drop reflects real flaws in trial data and mounting regulatory risk. But with the stock oversold and cash thinning, the next few quarters will decide if this is a bounce opportunity or a red flag. Thanks for listening. If you found this helpful, subscribe, drop a comment, and check the show notes for sources. This was implied, not investment advice. Until next time, cheers.